This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The physiology of feeding calves. We begin a series with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. And Ryan, you've spent a great deal of time in your life researching and studying this. Tell us more about the importance of how many times a day should we really be feeding these calves?
When we look at the physiology of how baby calves are designed to eat and to be fed, that's different than the way that we do it in the dairy industry. And when we talk about appropriate feeding of dairy calves and to mimic the physiology that they're designed for, just to talk about calories, somewhere around 70% of the U.S. dairy industry is still feeding calves 2 quarts of milk or milk replacement in the morning and 2 quarts at night. And that's just not enough. The reason we feed calves that way is because it has to do more with economics than it would ever have to do with physiology. And sometimes to understand the way that a baby calf is designed to be fed is we just look at the beef cow. And what does a baby calf left on a beef cow do? Well, they nurse multiple small, frequent meals, and the volume of intake is very high. 3-week-old baby beef calf on its mom will probably nurse somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 12 times a day. It will nurse something like up to 1.5 quarts per nursing. We'll be able to intake somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 12 quarts of milk a day. And so if you look at that from a caloric standpoint, it's important for 2 things. One, the baby stomach or the neonatal calf stomach was never designed to be fed large volumes of milk twice a day. And anyone with children will know that their kids, they did not feed their infant children twice a day. Those kids probably nursed 8 to 12 times a day, multiple small frequent meals. And that's how the neonatal calf or baby calf stomach is designed to function, is multiple small frequent meals. Now, that doesn't work for us from a labor standpoint in the dairy industry, so we tend to feed 2 to 3 times a day. But from a physiology standpoint, just understand that's not what the calf actually is designed for. That's a self-imposed restriction that we put on in the dairy industry. And it causes some problems. I mean, things like clostridial bloat or even scours can be related to the fact that these calves are adopting a man-designed or a human-designed feeding program based on what our labor would allow and not really taking into consideration calf physiology. Now, I'm not suggesting people feed 8 to 10 times a day, but that's where one of the benefits of some auto feeders maybe come into play, is calves can have more frequent smaller meals and still get the calories in. Another thing to think about is just the raw calories that these calves are intaking. Again, think about the beef calf on the beef cow that's nursing 8 to 12 quarts a day. Whole milk, just to use some round numbers, might have a caloric content of somewhere maybe 2,300, 2,400 calories per gallon, depending on fat protein components. And a lot of milk replacer formulations will come in somewhere between 2,000 and 2,200 calories per gallon. So if you think a calf that's drinking 3 gallons of milk a day at 2,400 calories per gallon, these calves are well north of 6,000 or 7,000 calories per day. Take that in stark contrast to the calf that's getting 2 quarts of milk replacer twice a day. That calf is getting a gallon. They're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 to 2,200 calories a day. And we feed calves like that because of the economics associated with feeding them. But again, from a physiology standpoint, it's just not correct. The idea, if you look back 10 or 12 years ago in a lot of the popular trade publications like Progressive Dairyman or Hordes Dairyman, there was this concept of accelerated calf feeding is what it was referred to. Kind of thought that was a funny term because really accelerated calf feeding, there's nothing accelerated about it at all. It's normal calf feeding. It meets normal physiological calories and intakes. The only reason that we would call it quote-unquote accelerated is because the industry standard is actually so far behind. It appears to be accelerated, though it's not. We can replace that word accelerated calf feeding programs to just physiologically normal calf feeding programs. So from a calorie standpoint, I think that's important to acknowledge. Calves are built for more calories often than what we feed them. Their health and performance will increase. That's been well documented when we feed them more calories. And I just wanted to raise awareness to the topic that the way that we feed calves in the dairy industry has much more to do with labor constraints and economics than it does with what appropriate calf feeding physiology actually is.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.